RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Let's have another Perigo's perspective from Lindsay Perigo this Thursday morning here at RCR. Let's go.
Thank you very much, really, and thank you, a very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying,
as he was saying, indeed, before he was so rudely interrupted, Orange Man Badass was back with a vengeance on Sunday, our time, at the Pennsylvania venue, where the first of what will no doubt be many assassination attempts against him with the help of the deep state failed on September the 13th. Score 4 out of 5, incidentally, for DEI. Apparently it can do underminings of hurricane relief, rammings of bridges and wharves and coral reefs, it seems, but not yet presidential assassinations, in the case of which the incompetence sabotages the intent. A moment of spine-chilling solemnity was when Trump noted the exact moment shooting began and had the beyond humongous crowd stand for a tribute to Corey Comperatore, the fireman who died shielding his wife from one of the Trump derangement syndrome's bullets. I shall close with that moment, including its music, one of the high points of Western civilization, presently. But first, another high point of Western civilization, Elon Musk was there.
The true test of someone's character is how they behave under fire. And we had one president who couldn't climb a flight of stairs, and another who was fist pumping after getting shot. Fight, fight, fight! Blood coming down the face. Now, America is the home of the brave. And there's no truer test than courage under fire. So, that, who do you want representing America? Yeah, absolutely. And I think this election, I think it's the most important election of our lifetime. This is no ordinary election. The other side wants to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to bear arms. They want to take away your right to vote effectively. You've got 14 states now that don't require voter ID. California, where I used to live, is just passed a law banning voter ID for voting. I still can't believe that's real. So how are you supposed to have a good, proper election if there's no ID? It's just meaningless. And free speech. Free speech is the bedrock of democracy. And if people don't know what's going on, if they don't know the truth, how can you make an informed vote? You must have free speech in order to have democracy. That's why it's the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment is there to ensure that we have the First Amendment. President Trump must win to preserve the Constitution. He must win to preserve democracy in America. Yes.
One pedantic niggle from this old fart who counts for nothing in the scheme of things. I do wish Americans, especially quintessential Americans, such as Elon and Orange Man Badass, who count for everything, would school themselves on the difference between a constitutional republic in which government is instituted to secure individual rights and a democracy, if by democracy, which word doesn't appear once in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, is meant unlimited majority or plurality rule, where corrupt government can corrupt, dumb down, and de-civilize a population into voting for it in perpetuity, the precise point at which America is now poised. It's not democracy Orange has to save, it's liberty. But the MAGA crowds know that, so do Elon, who's Red Atlas Shrugged, and Orange, at least tacitly. The point is to make liberty explicit again. I believe that for liberty to stand a chance, not only should voter ID be mandatory, but standards of political literacy must be met as a routine matter of civics before one can vote at all. These standards would exist not to assess political allegiances, but political informedness. Like driving a car, voting can put others at risk, and no one should be let loose on the road or in the voting booth willy-nilly. Voting should be an earned privilege, part of a certificate of citizenship, not an automatic right at a certain age, especially the age of 18, given the Ministry of Education's and the teacher union's tragically successful attack on the human conceptual faculty over several decades. Such a precaution, requiring aspiring voters to know something, while not discriminatory per se, would have the edifying effect of disqualifying most supporters of the Shoplifters Party, Te Pāti Apartheid, and Hard Labour, and thus make the world, or New Zealand at least, safer for liberty. The reform I have already advocated of making politics an unpaid profession with term limits should make it safer still. Elon Musk had earlier taken to X to express his outrage at the attempt by FEMA, America's Federal Emergency Management Agency, to block efforts by individuals and private agencies to bring food, water, phones, and so on to North Carolina residents hit by Hurricane Helene. Elon posted, SpaceX engineers are trying to deliver Starlink terminals and supplies to devastated areas in North Carolina right now, and FEMA is both failing to help and won't let others help. This is unconscionable. They just took this video a few hours ago, where you can see the level of devastation. Roads, houses, electricity, water supply, and ground internet connections completely destroyed. FEMA wouldn't let them land to deliver critical supplies. My blood is boiling. Interviews with survivors have been replete with claims that FEMA has been nowhere to be found other than in hotel rooms or threatening to arrest private Good Samaritans attempting to effect rescues. Commie Lala's promise of $750 per affected family was roundly derided when compared to the largesse showered upon illegal immigrants, including five-star hotel accommodation, debit cards, smartphones, flights, bus trips, and culturally appropriate food. The number one goal of FEMA's strategic plan, incidentally, is, quote, to instill equity as a foundation of emergency management, unquote. Number one goal. Nuff said. Then, one of the villains of last week's perspective, Alejandro Mayorkas, head of Homeland Security, came out and said FEMA was broke. Homeland Security oversees FEMA, just as it does the Secret Service. Mayorkas, to remind you, is this lying lowlife.
Secretary Mayorkas, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman. Right.
That is the treasonist who's overseen the invasion by 20 million illegals since Beijing Biden was installed. Now he's saying FEMA can't do its job for legal Americans. He doesn't want it to, any more than he wants a secure border. Voters hit by Helene are MAGA Republicans, not part of the DEI equity agenda. Let them eat cake. A refreshing counter to sacks of excrement like Mayorkas this week was Liz Truss, British Prime Minister for such a short time that if you blinked, you'd have missed her. Actually, she was sworn in by Queen Elizabeth the day before Her Majesty's death. I liked what Liz had to say in a panel discussion on Sky News Australia.
This past week, Kemi Badenoch was talking about values in a multicultural, high migration society. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this, because she suggested that actually, and who knew this was controversial, all cultures are not equal. Can we have a little look at what...
Let's have a listen to Kemi Badenoch, one of the Tory party leaders. No, potentially.
Now, you've written this morning about immigration, and you write that we cannot assume that all cultures are equally valid. So which cultures, in your view, are less valid than others?
Oh, lots. Cultures that believe in child marriage, for instance, or that women don't have equal rights. I actually think it's extraordinary that people think that's an unusual or controversial thing to say. Of course, not all cultures are equally valid.
So, Liz Truss, I want to ask you, should countries like Britain and also Australia, where we've also seen a large contingent of people who don't seem to subscribe to Western values and are supporting, you know, Hezbollah and people like that, do countries need to be more selective about the cultures that they bring in to join their families?
Yes. Yes.
Easy.
You know, not.
A straight answer.
You know,
bang.
Not all cultures are equal, obviously. I mean, who here would want to go and live in Iran or Afghanistan or be a woman in one of those countries? Of course you wouldn't want to do that, because we live in societies that value freedom, that value things like property rights, that believe in equality, equal treatment for all people. You know, that is what we believe in. And not only should we be more selective about who comes into our country, we also need to crack down on people trying to run alternative societies within our country. I'm very concerned about Sharia law and how that is essentially being licensed and overlooked. I mean, we had an absolutely disgraceful statement recently by a police chief in Britain who admitted that rather than dealing directly with people, he was dealing with community leaders and they were telling him where he ought to police. And I think that is appalling. That is not what we believe in the United Kingdom and in Australia. We believe everybody should be treated equally before the law. And our values have made the world great. Why do so many people want to come to Britain? Why do they want to come to Australia? Because we are successful countries. And what I fear is that the sort of hatred of Western civilization that has unfortunately become part of what the left believes in is undermining our society from within.
It is 6:11, 12 weeks to the minute that the shooting began. I would like to ask everyone to join me in a moment of silence.
RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.